The Alpha Sessions. Hello, it's Erica Jean and welcome to The Alpha Sessions. We're here with Camden Songwriting Circle, so hello both. How are you doing?
Hi, yeah, we're really good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Doing great, thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries. So I wanted to talk to you about the event. So for anyone that's never been to a songwriting circle, what would they expect to see?
Well, so we have two types of events. One which is a traditional songwriting circle, so it's all the artists are on stage at the same time and they take turns playing a song. It's played in rounds, and it's all about the essence of the song, so the songwriting, the writing process, the career of the artists. So that's one of our events.
And the other one, if you want me to say, is kind of like a more unique concept that we kind of came up with based off of trying to get feedback and development on your songs. So that one is a place where you can kind of sign up in person. It's looks like an open mic but isn't, where you sign up and you go up to play your song, but instead of just like playing any song that you have, you play something you're kind of developing or a work in progress, and you get audience feedback. So you can ask for like songwriting arrangement or production advice, or even sometimes people ask for promotional advice, play your song, and then we get some audience members to kind of share their thoughts and kind of have a discussion between the artist and the audience. So it's quite an interesting concept, and a great way to like get interesting and unbiased perspectives from people who might not know you. So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And obviously it's kind of like everyone knows it as an iconic Nashville thing of going to a songwriting circle, but there's not really anything like it in London. So what created the idea for you?
I think, yeah, exactly that, is that I felt like there wasn't a space for songwriters to be kind of elevated and to showcase that. I've seen like a few people host their own events, like an artist would host their own songwriting circle, but we just don't really see that as like a event type in London. So I felt like there was a gap for it. And so kind of created these events to do that. And also just to like bring songwriters together. So it kind of first started as a place for people to come together, and we wanted to keep that going by like showcasing how these artists, these songwriters, and we thought that the Nashville Style Songwriting Circle would be the best way to do that, since it is, again, about highlighting the songwriters.
Yeah. And you also have a sister songwriting circle in Dublin. Is there any opportunity to travel between the two songwriting circles? Do you do a lot of collaborations?
We haven't done one yet. I mean, we talk a lot and we mention each other, and obviously we love to have people come from the Dublin songwriting circle. Like, it does happen quite a bit, which is lovely. And we're definitely planning on going to the Dublin one at some point, and collaborating with them would be great. But that's definitely something we want to do in the future.
Yeah, sure. We've spoken about kind of swapping, having artists from who mainly come to our events perform in Dublin, and then vice versa. We've thought about doing that, and we have some other ideas with them that we'd love to do. But yeah, it just hasn't happened yet. We're just kind of more there to support each other and encourage each other and give each other advice. That's kind of why we're sister circles.
Yeah. It sounds great, and it's a nice way as well to support the local communities, but also getting to other places. And I think for songwriters, especially if you're not an artist yourself and you just want to songwrite, what a great way to collaborate with other people and find other artists to songwrite with. So that's a great thing for the future to look forward to. And I also wanted to talk to you about the event itself. It always seems such a busy event. Do you have to promote it quite a lot, or do you find that the music speaks for itself?
So our feedback sessions, they tend to be quite busy, whether we promote it a lot or not. I think it's kind of word of mouth by this point. Like, loads of people in the community know about it and they tell their friends. And so that works quite well. We still do quite a bit of promotion because we want to reach more people always. But yeah, and the the songwriting circles, we do have to do a bit more promotion, as those are ticketed events. So it's a bit harder to get people to, you know, buy a ticket, whereas the feedback sessions are free entry. But still, it's still quite always busy. We always manage it.
I think because we also are mainly volunteer based as well, I think we've kind of, I don't want to toot our own horn or whatever, but I think we get a lot of people saying that our interesting social media stuff is what brought them to our events and stuff. And so we really push on socials, because we know that that's a good way for us to get people out to the events.
And it's fun.
And it's fun. We try to do it in a way that's fun, because I feel like sometimes you feel like this pressure to do something a certain way, but like, what's the point in doing it a way if you're not enjoying the process? So we do it like that, and I think people really see that and see the fun element of what we're doing, and then that kind of brings people up to the events.
Yeah, and I think it's great as well, the consistency of your brand online. Like, you use the same venue, so you've got that consistent branding and also just atmosphere of the event. Which, do you find that that helps bring people in?
Yeah, I think so. And we have posters up at the venue as well. And there's quite a few people who just are like, oh, I live in the area, I walked past and this sounded amazing, so I just came. And yeah, I think people love that pub as well. Like, we love the pub, it's a Rose and Crown. And they're an independent pub, so it's just a nice way of supporting each other.
Yeah. It's a win-win, isn't it? You know, they get people into their pub, you get to play your music, and what a great place.
Exactly, yeah. They're a great space, and I think it's also quite good because we have, like, some regular people who come and, like, maybe they don't even know if there's an event on, but we'll just, like, pop in to see. And because we do them mainly on a Tuesday night, like, twice a month usually, so you can kind of predict when we might have an event, and so you don't really need to always be checking on socials, like, what the next date is. Although, yeah, we do. It is probably better that you do, but but it is, like, a good thing people know that this is happening regularly and that they can kind of plan ahead and think, I want to come out to one of these and show a song that I'm working on.
Do you find that also people come that aren't songwriters just to watch the music?
Yeah, that definitely happens. The showcase event, we really encourage, like, music lovers and all types of people to come to the event to enjoy it, because that really is for everyone. The other one is more curated towards songwriters, but we do still have quite a few people kind of in the industry who come out. We have, like, producers, although we have people showing demos as well, so we do, like, encourage producers to show their stuff, but we have, like, producers or people in music business or, like, photographers, videographers, like, all sorts of creative people come to the events just to meet people, because it is, like, partly networking as well, and then even just you can participate in the feedback part without having to perform, so there is, like, an element of, like, being involved for everyone, not just the person who's sharing their songs.
Yeah. And as songwriters yourselves, where do you find your inspiration comes from?
Good question. I think I can answer first. I think I've always found my inspiration from both my personal experience and from, like, experience in my daily life. I kind of grew up with, like, jazz, improv, piano. That was kind of what I was used to. So I was used to just, like, thinking of things off the top of my head. And it would usually just be inspired by things I'd heard or just recently remembered or experienced. And that's kind of what I do, is tell stories about from my own life, or maybe stories that my friends or strangers I've heard on the street have shared, maybe sometimes as well. Not that they will ever know that I wrote a song about their experience, but yeah.
And speaking of experiences, talk to me about your song Flintstones Gummies.
Yes, let me share a bit about that. So I wrote that during the pandemic, actually, a while back, but it's quite a good song. I think there's a line about immunity, which I think just happened to come in because of the pandemic. But the song is about kind of, I saw a post online about someone saying that they used to take this like little multivitamin when they were a kid, and their like older sister said that like, oh, like this will like just make you feel like happier if you just take this, like if you feel sad just eat this like little multivitamin and you'll be fine. And they used to take it all like as like it was like a, you know, just a pseudo effect, or like
yeah.
You just because you believe it, it actually kind of makes you feel happier. But then their parents kind of like said this isn't a thing and kind of ruined the experience for them, and mm-hmm. like how it kind of broke their like childhood imagination and this like, you know, belief of like this wonderful thing that could happen, or just magical experience of becoming happy through just like a simple thing like eating a little gummy multivitamin. So I took like it reminded me of when I was a kid, because I ate like a packet of multivitamins, like the whole thing, because I thought they were just candy like as a kid. So I thought they tasted really good, so I ate a bunch of them. And then I thought of the idea of like, isn't that like kind of funny or interesting if I just like combine the two concepts about like just like wanting to be like wishing life was just simple and that you could like simply be happy, like bringing in that childhood kind of wonder and wishing that it could be that easy, but in reality it's a bit more complex than that to kind of be happy and content. So yeah,
interesting. So let's have a listen. This is Flintstones Gummies.
Serving. Do, do. wish it all could be easy. Take the Flintstone gummy and feel okay. Wish it all could be easy. Take the Flintstone gummy and feel okay. To feel okay.
The Alpha Sessions.
What an amazing song. I hope you felt that storyline. And maybe Flintstones Gummies could even sponsor you.
Yeah, so fingers crossed.
If you're watching.
They were really yummy and good for you.
Take this as a songwriting advert for you. Theme tune, maybe?
Maybe. Who knows?
So is there a funniest moment that's happened at Songwriting Circle so far?
We have, like, people... Okay, there's, like, I feel like at every event, like, songwriting event, and I post this online, I always try to find a funny moment where everyone's just laughing, because I think it's, like, fun. It's usually during the interview portion of the event, where we, like, ask questions to the performers, and the audience also asks questions. Mm-hmm. And once we had an audience member ask, and everyone found it quite funny, was, like, who is, like, an artist that you love that you think you could take in a fight? And because usually it's just like, what's your, like, how do you like come up with ideas for like songs, and that's the kind of questions people ask. But this person's like, who do you think you could fight that is like an artist you really like, like just like one-on-one street fight? And it was just like such a funny, like, question to ask, and everyone was just laughing, and it was such a fun, like, question for the artist to, like, come up with answers for. And
that's hilarious.
I love when audience asks those types of questions. Also, someone asked about, like, being on a deserted island and with an artist, who would it be, that kind of thing. So I love those questions when people ask.
Go on then, who is the most respected artist that you think you would fight, take in a fight?
that I like. I'm not the one who had to answer the question. Who do we think?
I don't know if I could take many people in a fight, I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I have a lot of muscle, guys. Like,
I'll start. I think I could take Bruno Mars.
Okay.
I think, because we're like a similar height. Right. So I think that would be a kind of a good match. Right. I think that is the, you know, that's the person that I think I could get away with fighting. Yeah. But also, I think he'd be quite a nice fighter. Like, I don't think he'd hit me. So, tickle fight, maybe, or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking Sabrina Carpenter then, because she's tiny.
Yeah, there we go.
That's the only advantage I could have, is I'm taller, you know? Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
That's true.
I think she's very tiny. But she's super sweet. I wouldn't want to fight.
I know, I don't want to fight Sabrina. These people.
So maybe I need to think of someone who I'd actually be willing to fight. I don't know why Phoebe Bridgers was the first thing that popped
why
into my
head.
Why
would you fight her?
I don't know. I feel like she'd be down to fight.
She probably would.
I think she would be.
I feel like Renee Rapp would be quite a fun fight.
Yeah, I don't think I would win.
Totally.
I would lose, but I'd be happy to lose.
That's so true. Same.
I'm already accept defeat. I think I just have to bow out immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, if it takes fighting these artists to get to meet them and actually have a genuine conversation, then
yeah,
a win is a win.
Yeah, so true. I would do it.
So going back to the event, what, you know, having like a reoccurring event, does that help you with networking and kind of creating a community of people that come to your event and getting to know the event itself?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've had people who've come since the first one, you know, and yeah, there's people who come every month or every 2 months when they can, and they've made friends, and then, you know, the first time they came alone, and then the next time they come with a group of people who were there the first time. So it's, yeah, it definitely helps build community. It's really lovely to see.
Definitely. I think for us too, I mean, we've made lots of great friends from the events. It's like my main place to meet people now. It's just like, I'm just gonna, like, that's where my friends are all coming from these days. But it's a great space.
And you have a group chat as well, don't you, to keep in contact with them?
Yes, there's like a WhatsApp community. It's like open to anyone, so we have a few different chats. There's like a general one to ask, and it's great because you can, like, people will ask about, like, oh, this like label reached out to me, or this distributor reached out to me, or is this event good, or is it like, and then people will give like their honest feedback on like, no, this is like kind of, they take advantage, or this one's like, oh, this one's really good and I would definitely recommend, or people give like contact info, like, oh, this, reach out to this email and they could help you out with this and stuff like that. And then we have other chats for like people who are coming for the first time, so it's good for people who also have never been to the events, because you can message and meet like people who are solo goers if you feel a bit intimidated to go alone. So we have that too, and then a chat to like share songs, works in progress, if you want to get feedback, like online version of our events, and then also to share like releases and stuff like that.
That's great, and I think it's so nice that you're creating this safe space for people to use and kind of meet other people and share your music, because I think sometimes it is a bit daunting going to an event, especially if you're on your own or you're going to a new place for the first time. So it's really nice that you've kind of built that community and that stepping stone from online and wanting to go to actually going in person.
Yeah, I think we're both introverts as well, so we know what it's like having to go to these events, and so that's why we decided to make our own, so we wouldn't have to stress out anymore.
But
we've really, really tried to make it like a safe, relaxed and like judgment-free zone, so that it would make it easier for anyone coming on their own, and really try and make people talk to each other, you know, talk to your neighbor even if you don't know them. The chat for solo goers is definitely part of that as well.
Yeah, we even like prompt, like we give out at the networking one, we give out little stickers, like cliche little networking with your name and like kind of what kind of stuff you do if you're an artist or a singer-songwriter or a producer or whatever, just to like, so people can just do that. Or we also just kind of throughout the event try to like initiate conversations, and I say like, if you have something you didn't get to share during the like performance part, like now's a good time to go talk to people. Like, I'm always trying to push people to talk to each other, because I know like just talking to someone with like thoughts about like what you could actually say to them can be quite daunting sometimes. I'm very bad at small talk, so I'm trying to like always help people avoid the small talk and get to the like really meat and potatoes of the conversation.
And speaking of sharing things, this next song is a song that you've performed at the Camden Songwriting Circle called Folklore Believers.
Yes, it is.
So is there anything you want to tell the listeners before we play this track?
It's a song that I developed and then first shared at the event, which is kind of why I want to share it today. It's about my grandma and her, how I feel kind of safe and secure and trusted about the life and the existentialism that is life. When I'm with her, she kind of makes me feel more comforted about the experience that is life, and that's kind of that experience. And I, when I played the song at the event, I got some good advice. It was very like rough when I started, and now I'm almost ready to release it later this year, so it's been cool to get through that process.
So this is Folklore Believers.
I keep my ears open with quiet demeanor, listen to your stories. You say you're in fear that form of amnesia, and all that you told's just for folklore believers. The young label you as a doomsday prepper, but your revelations have taught me better. Well, I protected with the peace within her. And I've got big plans that I'll show when I see her. And oh, I hear the voices of the people before me. They tell me so much of the pain. And oh, how lucky I am to be living a life that they brought to me. And oh, how lucky I am to be living
The Alpha Sessions.
What a great track. So thank you for sharing. You've got such a beautiful voice as well, and I really love your songwriting style. It feels really genuine and from the heart. I think you can really sense that. Do you find that when you're going to these events, your songwriting is getting better as well, just through performing a lot more?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think it like forces you to write more for sure, because you're regularly putting on events, so you... It like kind of prevents you from... It reminds you, like, oh, I should be writing by putting on events like this. And then also getting that feedback from other people and thoughts that, like, you... I learned so much from putting on these events that I never would have learned if we weren't running them. And I think it's going to make... I kind of put a pause on my artist project, and I'm starting it up again, and I think it's going to make the experience as an artist so much better because we've done this. And we've learned from the community.
Yeah, I think giving feedback as well to others helps a lot, because it makes you think of the songs in a different way, in like different sections, different areas of it. Because you have to like actively listen to our events. So we listen to everyone, look out for what feedback they specifically want. So after that, when you're writing, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I need to think about this a bit more and that kind of thing, yeah.
I think it does as well, because when you're watching someone else, it's easier to spot things in others than spot them in yourselves.
Yeah.
So even just like, oh, that was a really cool hook, I'd love to do that in my own music, or I love this idea, I like this strumming pattern. You're so critical of yourself that you don't always see the good things in you either. So I think being able to see it in someone else and going, actually, no, I like it, and I actually do that as well, that must be such a good feeling.
Yeah, no, definitely. And yeah, I mean, we get inspired by everyone who comes to our events. Yeah, they're all amazing, and like you say, just seeing different types of music and things, it just makes you think, oh my god, I love that, like I would love to incorporate that more in my songs, or yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And how could someone approach you and become on your lineup? Do you mostly have people apply online, or do you scout them from when you're doing your songwriting networking events?
I think for us mainly it is an online submission that we do. So there's like a link in our bio on our socials. And if you like submit to that and fill all that information out, that's kind of where we go. It's like our database to find artists. And we're always like trying to do a different genre for every event. So we like go in there and we try to find people who we think have a similar style. And from that we kind of curate an event. Sometimes, like, I think coming to the events and we see you a lot, like, and then we see you submitted to play, like, and we've heard you before, helps us a lot to like, oh, we're gonna pick you because we know you like to come to our events, we know you're a great performer because we've seen you play before. I think that often ends up being the case, and we like to like uplift the community that are already there. Obviously we also do artists who've never been to the events before, but we like, it's usually a combination of the two. Yeah.
And you've played some amazing venues. You've played Camden Assembly, you've done Camden Chapel. How do you build the confidence? Is that over time, or is there something that you do that you've clicked into the mindset of?
I think for performance, or I think everything in general, it's always a bit nerve-wracking, and it'll always be a bit nerve-wracking, but I think the more you do it, the more confident you become, even with like work stuff. And I've like working for years and years as a sound engineer as well, it's like if I take like a week off, going back like the week after, I get anxious, like way more anxious than I would be if I was working 2 days in a row, or like playing a gig 2 days in a row. It's because like, oh, because you're doing it so often, you're like, this is just how I am. But it feels like you like forgot everything and you don't know. And then once you get out there, you're like, oh yeah, actually I do know what I'm doing. But so I think consistency, going out there, pushing yourself, that's what brings that confidence.
Yeah. And the last song that you played, I think, is such a confident track, in my opinion. It feels really, I guess, just full. It feels like you've really taken your time to create it and write it, and just good songcraft. So it's called Daydreaming, and what is the song about?
Again, as I mentioned with Folklore Believer, I've kind of been writing songs about like life and maybe a bit existential. I was a bit existential for a little bit, and kind of I'm working on a project where that's about like the passing of time and kind of how we perceive that. And this song Daydreaming is about the idea of I'm sure I'm not the only one here who's done it, but where you like imagine like scenarios, like what if I had done this, what if like I picked that route, like where would I be now, and imagining a life if you had done that thing. And that's kind of what the song's about, and like wishing like maybe life would have been better if I did this or that, and then kind of realizing, no, the life I'm living right now is pretty good as it is, and I should be happy with the life that I'm leading. So that's kind of what this is about.
That sounds beautiful. And it's led you to here, so...
There you go.
You know, everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
On that note, let's listen to the track. This is Daydreaming.
I took a train across the continent, meeting new friends to one day tell grandkids. Well, that was in another life, a life that I never lived. But is it so bad to daydream of regrets you wish you did? Another dimension, hoping you're here. How? How? Daydreaming of the day that I finally know that I'm there. Played out the conversation of what was said. Told you the truth and you took it like a champ. Well, that was in another life, a life where I really was a little more bold and open to find out more. Oh,
The Alpha Sessions.
What a beautiful song. And thank you so much for sharing your songs with us.
Thank you.
And this song is also going to be out in the next year as well.
Mm. Yes, it is. So it's a collection of songs about the passing of time that I'm going to release. But the song Daydreaming and Folklore Believer, that I've shared them both at the songwriting circle, and they kind of grew from there, which is kind of why I want to share them today as well, specifically because those are ones I've shared at the event. So yeah, they feel a bit more special because of that.
Yeah, and it's nice as well that you've also grown as songwriters through your own event. Do you find that it's made you write more songs because of sharing your songs? Do you feel like a need to then write more to share, or do you find that you're just happy to watch other people?
I think it's definitely made me write more songs. Because every time we go to an event, like, I go home and I'm like, I need to write a song now. Like, it's really inspiring. And then, yeah, if we have the events, then I'm like, oh, actually, I can show this song, so I should finish it before the event. It kind of pushes me to try and finish some songs as well, which is good.
Definitely. I think it's a combination that, like, writing for me, it kind of reminds me and pushes me to write, but sometimes I think sometimes we take too many things on and then you lose the time and you're like focused on the wrong thing. Sometimes you get a bit distracted and you're focused on promoting or business or this and that and not the actual music side of it. And then I'm like, oh, I don't have anything to play this week. And then I'm like, well, next time I need to. And then, so it's a combination, really.
It's true.
And speaking of being a busy bee, you also do sound engineering. And I feel like we have to talk about Glastonbury.
Yes.
So you've performed at Glastonbury and you've also done sound engineering for Glastonbury. How was that?
It's great. It's my third year doing it, so, and my first year performing, and it was really amazing. I think every year it becomes more fun because I get to know more and more people at the festival, and I think some people who've never been before can be true that it is indeed, once you're in, it's like a little, it's almost like a cult, like they like, those who get in every year somehow, and I really hope that I keep being able to go. But it's great because I get to meet all these people and it's just such a welcoming environment. But then also I feel like every year my responsibility becomes more and more. So I leave the festival more and more tired every year. I was so tired after the festival. I was sleeping like 3 hours a night because we were like doing so many things. And I was just like, I can sleep when I get home. I can sleep when I get home. That was the like thing I was saying to myself and to everyone else. I was like, don't, no, we're going to bed later. It's fine. We'll figure it out.
Mm.
But yeah.
And you talk about the fact that once you're in, you're in. How did you get into Glastonbury? Because I feel like this is the age old debate, isn't it? Booking festivals and booking shows. So how did that come about for you?
Well, I got really lucky because I work freelance as a sound engineer, and one of the venues I work for in London, called the Bread and Roses in Clapham, they actually have a stage there. So I was, because I work with them in London, I then work with them at the Glastonbury Festival. Yeah. So, and then, yeah, and they book artists from across London and other areas. And I guess if anyone wants to, you can get in contact with them through their social media.
Mm.
Bread and Roses Glasto, I believe is what it's called. And if you are interested in maybe trying to play that stage in 2027.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I got lucky in that way.
Yeah. But it's just about community and network as well, isn't it? And we're so lucky in London to have so many people on our doorstep that are connected in this industry. And you touched on it before about when you're creating your lineups, you have different people from different areas of the industry, and maybe some people are more established and other artists are kind of just starting out on your lineup. So do you find that you create a conversation between your artists in those conversations of how to get to places, and like you said before about your group chat, do you find that's a great way for people to make these networks?
Absolutely, yeah. I think both of us kind of like fed up with the gatekeeping that is the music industry. Literally. And so we were like, it's like, you come to our events, you're gonna be honest, you're not gonna you're not gonna put those, like, you know, I think sometimes you go to an event and you put this like barrier up and you're trying to like look impressive because you feel like you have to. At our events it's like, no, like, be your authentic self. And be honest, and we're all here to help each other. We're not here to like one up each other. We're not here to compete.
Share the knowledge, help each other out. It's not about like being competition. Is about uplifting each other, and like, there's enough space for everyone in the industry. Like, we don't need to push others. You know, and yeah, it's always nice, to have that. And I think a lot of like networking events and stuff, they're very like show offy, in a way, like very cliquey sometimes. So we've really, really tried to not have that at our events, because it's not very nice.
I think it's great that you've got such a raw and cut conversation going on, and it's nice for people to know that there is that conversation happening somewhere. So
yes, please come. That's all we have to say. Please come out, and hopefully you experience what we're trying to put out there and have a good time.
Well, thank you so much, Melanie and Caroline, for coming on here and talking to us and sharing your amazing knowledge on the industry. And if you want to join in the conversation and join the next Camden Songwriting Circle, when are your dates for September?
So we have a feedback session on the 8th of September, and then a songwriting circle, so that one's ticketed on the 22nd of September. So yes, please come down.
Not to mention, our events, our feedback ones are completely free.
Yes.
So you can come to those, and then the other ones, if you join our community, are we have early bird tickets, which are like £3, and then community tickets, which are £6, because we like to keep our events financially accessible. So if you join our WhatsApp community or a newsletter, you get like all of those discounts, and that's kind of like, we want people to come out, and we want it to be an event that people can afford to come to. And through Camden, at Camden Songwriting Circle on everything.
Amazing. Well, hopefully some of you can come to the next one. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. This has been the Alpha Sessions.
The Alpha Sessions.